Okay, good morning, Fenya, in the Dominican Republic. You are at the
Hey,
moment,
Manila.
beautiful. How are you?
How are you? Good, and you? Very excited to be here.
Yes, I am excited for you to be here as well. Do you want to talk a bit about yourself, like who you are, what are you doing, how you help people?
Beautiful. So first and foremost, thank you, my love. Thank you for having this space so we can share energies and do alchemy. I think that in that way, that sums what I love to do, what I'm doing. I have a lot of techniques that I do with me. I'm a massage therapist and I am a healer and I work as a shaman in progress and I do massages and a lot of stuff. I am a yoga teacher, but one of the actual works or discoveries that I have been doing this past year, I would say, and year and a half, has been to know basically who I am as an authentic soul, authentic self. And it's so accurate when you ask this question because what I could say now that I'm a soul bridge. I think that I am a person that comes to sparkle that fire that we all have inside, to kindle that native spirit that we all have inside in a way for us to build the formula that it's suitable for you, for me, for them, that we all have different ones, and to be a bridge. I really connect with that, to be a bridge of information, maybe from people that doesn't have any knowledge about spirituality, or they're confused with religion and spirituality, and they think that it's the same, which is not. And I'm trying to connect those worlds, and yeah, that I would say that that's like the best description. I love to. I could say that I'm an earth and spirit keeper. I protect earth. I love to protect my tribe as well. But yeah, I would say that that's like the most general description of myself, So yeah.
And how was your
What is it?
journey? Yes, or go. Yeah,
No,
go on.
please go, because I could go and
I mean, like we're all on a journey, and how would you describe you just went on this journey, and also like what do you do to become every single day like a better version of yourself for yourself? Like, I'm sure you know
Well,
what
it
I
takes,
mean.
of course, and it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of dedication towards what would I say it's the most important job of them all, us, your job. Your job is being the best version of yourself, trying to assess who you are. I have a mix. I have a background. I was a lawyer way back when in Chile. So that gave me some structure and, and I could be a very disciplined person in the way of following what I need to do in order to be this or that, to achieve this or that. So I mix it all, I would say that the development or the awakening, if you would like to say it like that, started when I was younger. I was living my straight life in Chile and I was super happy in that straight life and very blessed of what I had, 25, 26. And I started to feel that something was missing in general. I couldn't pinpoint it to it if it was something sexual or not, but I ended up the last relationship that I had with a girl, and then I said, okay, I send it to the world, whatever comes comes my way, and a beautiful man was presented in front of me, and it made me feel whole, of understanding that that other part was so missing. I was missing that due to a lot of systems of belief of the bubble that I was in, you know what I mean? But that immediately gave me like another, let's say, channel to go and to look and to play, be and not be Fernando, but being Fenya, this femininity rise, and I started to connect more with my feminine side, my creative side and imagination. I allowed myself to be more colorful and I more tattoos and stuff like that. So that happened on parallel side while I was being a lawyer, while I was being this straight person talking like this and blah, 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 very serious, you know? And I literally, and it might sound a little funny, but I literally released my asshole in every single aspect of the word because I allow me to flow, you know? And that's something that it's super important, I would say, in our society nowadays, because we have people that we eat, we eat information, we eat food, but we're like, everybody's moving like this, you know, tight. To release that sphincter, you know, it's so important. And to allow to see who we are as an individual, to find our authenticity. That has been my main goal today, you know, that's to try to answer your question. I have been developing all this thanks to that. My aim has always been be the most authentic person that I could possibly be. Yeah. That's why I started to travel and so forth, you know. I could say that that sums it up in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's beautiful. Congratulations on that, you know. That's like an amazing achievement, I think. And it's really sometimes hard to go there, you know. I feel like often people think, oh wow, you know, the things other people do, like traveling or even like finding that you want to explore your feminine side or you know, or like have a relationship with a man, I mean, like that also, it should be normal, but it also takes a lot of guts, you know. And so yeah. I think it's really amazing to become more authentic, but it's also sometimes a really massive journey. And so it's always easier maybe to not look at the things that you desire in yourself, you know, and go there and go the difficult way. And it's sometimes just easier to numb yourself. And I think that's why it's beautiful that you do also helping other people becoming more authentic. So what would you say, like, how do you help other people to, you know, or is it through your story or through your techniques that you also help other people to become more authentic, or is it just your being in your presence?
I think that it's a mix of it all, you know. Honestly, it's a big mix because I have been embracing and accepting everything that I did before, that lawyer part, you know, because I wanted to sing when I was younger, but in my family, it was like the three choices, you know, engineering, lawyer, medical, like you have to choose those, you know. So I had some ease with words. I got along with words. I didn't get along with numbers. So I used that on my behalf. And I was a family lawyer, you know. So I wanted to help. I wanted to give something because, and that's another source, I would say, I received so much love as I was a young boy, you know, my mom and my family in general. I was super, super loved. So for me, it was almost like, man, of course, I know I have this. How can I not overflow in this, you know? Well, that's something that has always accompanied me. And I'm super grateful for that because I know how privileged I am with that, you know? So today is that, you know, owning my story, accepting that Fernando and Fenya all mixed together, that masculinity, femininity, all the techniques that I have learned, you know, because, and I can give you a little story. While I was being a lawyer, I always did horseback jumping, always, like for until I was 27 years old. And I was teaching horseback jumping. I was a trained teacher of horse jumping, show jumping. And one of my students couldn't pay my class, so she offered me to do a swap with Reiki lessons from her mom, and she taught me Reiki. Then that lead, because I had back problems because of all the impact on the horses, I started doing yoga. I have never left it. 15, 19 years of developing the philosophy of yoga, which I love more than the asanas and everything else, you know, that also came. Then Theta healing, then massage when I went to Australia, then more and more and more. And it has been a beautiful, like, okay, I can use a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I always say that it's like building a recipe, you know, from all the wisdom that I could get, that I love everything. I am a very open, I would say, person in that sense to pick up techniques and stuff and knowledge in general. Right now I'm doing the astral chart or the birth chart. And then when I meet a person who's gravitating to me and I am gravitating to her or to him, you know, I put everything to the mix. I do oracle card reading, I channel, I use all the knowledge that I have. And then if you need a massage, if you need a Reiki session, if you need a theta healing, if you need to learn how to breathe, I love Ayurveda. I mix it with Ayurveda knowledge. I study some little coach techniques. I'm a coach. I did coaching with horses when I was in Chile as well. So everything lead me to that. So that's why the definition of who I am is a little bit difficult sometimes, because I am that bridge of a soul, you know. I know these techniques, but I do it in that way, you know. And I mix it with everything, the people that it needs in front of me. And then we build together whatever that person needs. That could be so opposite from what I need, you know, less structure, more love, less love, I don't know, more discipline. And you know what, my love, as well? Plus, I always like to have my tribe together in that way, because I know that I could be for that some people, you know? I'm not trying to bring them all. And I don't like to promote myself too much. I like to allow people to come naturally. Release the asshole. Like, allow everything to flow, you know? So yeah, I would say that that's the way that I'm doing now to help others, you know? I do videos online to share what I have discovered. My storytelling, I feel that everybody should tell their story. Yeah. We all have so much beautiful stories, and absolutely, people like vulnerability, you know? So yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think it's a really big thing to be in life flow, you know? And I was just thinking that the other day of giving things less judgment on, you know, when people tell me, oh, you know, I'm just cleaning, but I also love to do films, or, you know, now I'm working in the kitchen, or, and then as well, I think life has anyway changed a bit in the last 2 years for everyone. And I think in a positive way as well, of really asking you a lot of valuable questions. But I agree, it's just, I feel personally being in the flow, and it doesn't necessarily mean so much what you're doing. It's more like that you feel like fulfilled, and that you like surrounded by beautiful people and or people you can connect with, you can, for example, work with, you know, and really to understand your own self. Are you better working for yourself or working with other people, or yeah, really listening to your calling? And I feel, specifically in Western society, we possibly need to ask a lot of questions to unravel actually what we think we are and become more, listening more to the inner voice. Yeah,
exactly. And you're so right, because, now that you mentioned what we have lived, you know, as COVID survivors or whatever you want to call it, you know, but in my case, it really triggered me, everything that was happening, without going into the deep need and pick of the topic, you know. For me, it gave me very, like all the work that I have done in myself, it was like to that point, I would say. It was getting ready to live that, because it forced me to say, okay, where do you stand with this, you know? And I stand until this day in a very clear way. And obviously I had backlash or whatnot, but what it forced me to do, and it was like a birthing process, I would say, you know, like giving birth to my new self in a way, because it forces me to be as authentic as I needed to be, because if you think about it, we're all actors in a way. We all act, we choose which drag, that's why what I told you before, drag king or drag queen, you know, because you choose what are you going to wear in a way, and you go and present and do an acting. And if you practice every day, you could be a chef, an amazing chef, you could be an amazing singer, but you're acting nevertheless always as a daughter, a son, boyfriend, partner, etc. So in my mind was, okay, what role do you want to play now? Do you want to play the role of the activist? Do you want to play the role of somebody that is going with the flow? And in my mind, because of the work that I have done, I needed to try to live at least the life that I wanted to live, if that makes sense, you know? And that's why I know, you know, people that don't know, but we met in Australia. I left Australia because of the same reason. For me, it wasn't fitting anymore, you know? And I think that I left Australia just in the moment before it became a toxic relationship. I say, okay, thank you so much. Like when we need to break up with somebody that it's not, you don't want to hate that person, you know, but it's like, man, this, we're done. And now I'm in Dominican Republic out of, man, synchronicities. I didn't expect never to be here, but I'm living the life that I needed for me to feel at balance. And what is that? My main element, Earth. Grounded, open, mm-hmm. air, not urban cities. I'm not a person of cities, you know. I don't like too much the lights and everything. I need my nature around, you know. Yeah. But it was all thanks to COVID, thanks to this moment, you know. And the amount of people that have come hence to because, as you were saying, you know, so good. People in Western societies, it's like a racehorse, usually. And efficient, and you have to produce. Everybody's with tics, man, and anxieties. It's like killing everybody in a way. And it's like, man, what tools do you have? They don't have any tools. Nobody breathes. Nobody do yoga. Nobody's present. You can do active meditation or not, but that for me has been very important because it's something that, as I know that you also connect with that, we can look at it. We can see it, you know. And then we can do something about it, whatever it is, you know? And that fills my heart in a way. So I'm very grateful to COVID in that way. You know?
I think like it would be maybe interesting to also know, you know, like, for example, when you went, you were obviously always in the flow. And, you know, I guess like there was like an intuition in you and you listened to it. But there were possibly also moments where you maybe, you know, because how should I say this? When we ask ourselves questions and when we go with our intuition, of course, there has been a moment where we actually didn't feel aligned and we didn't feel happy.
Definitely.
And so how do you manage? Yeah. How do you manage to, like, you know, have the feeling of being unhappy or feeling not there yet, or whatever it is that feeling you have? And then... Yeah. Going to the point where it flows until then, where you have a high again, you know, how do you have some techniques or things to share on, you know, what one could do to go there, to be like becoming more mindful and aware of your own desires and feelings and where you want to be, and you know how to go there.
Definitely. So one of the first things, and it's very synchronic, I don't know if I'm using the correct word, but in synchronicity, you know, the how it happens. Let's see if I can make it clear. In my country, 2 or 3 years ago, prior to COVID even, we lived a massive constitutional process, you know. The old constitution, they wanted to change it completely, you know, because it was a constitution that protected only certain things, you know, and they wanted to open and create a new one, you know. And it was a massive discussion in which, do we change the old one, you know, or we create one new from scratch?
This is in Chile, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And what happened at the end is that out of public voting and democracy and everything, a new project of the constitution is being built as we speak. Now they had like 2 years, they have 2 years to create a new constitution while we work on the old one as well. It's not like that we're like taking over the old one. So for me, it was something so symbolic as a person as well. You know, that as below, as down, you know, as within, as without, those spiritual laws, that macro, micro, it was the same for me as a human being, you know. Okay, I can work on my wounds. I can work on how am I stepping my tail in a way? How am I following the same pattern? But also, I am going to focus on what do I want? And I'm going to visualize. And I think that one of the biggest pandemics that we had, more than COVID, was that people doesn't know what they want, first and foremost. So that for me has become a very massive exercise, and all the spirituality from India and China and all the big native knowledges as well, they always goes in that, you know, trusting the process. There's a beautiful analogy of whenever you see where you want to go, that's your summit. You imagine the Everest in a way, but how you get there, when are you going to get there, with who are you going to get there? Fuck it, with love, you know, focus on the snow. Focus on what you have now, what you can do, what we can control, you know, to try to be there and have that in mind, you know, but losing the control of it because I don't know when I'm going to get there, you know?
Yeah.
So I focus on that a lot. I would say it was whenever I was in those low moments that I had plenty, by the way, because every day was a struggle in a way, like, oh man, I'm feeling like surrounded because I didn't agree with anything that I was living in Victoria way back when, you know? And in more, obviously, in other eras of my life, you know? But that, and because of the love that I received when I was younger, I have always had this inner light, I would say, of hope and trust, you know, that my future version will know. Maybe today I can only do this, you know, if I'm building something, I can only put two sticks together and I don't know how to do the other one. I don't know how to put the horizontal, for giving you an example, but I always trust that it will get better. My future self will know, so I can release the pressure. You know, I don't worry about the things that I cannot control tomorrow because it's, man, I have to be here. That yoga has helped me tremendously in that, you know. Mm-hmm. And my experience in life, I have been close to death in a lot of ways. Death has been close to me since I was a very young person, and in a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. I have treated death with another perspective that opened my possibility of, man, it doesn't end here. It has never ended. We're always going to be in that flow. So that also allowed me the opportunity to come here to do this acting thing that we were saying and do my best. I'm playing here. Mm. So every time that I know that I'm going on that zone of being more, man, discomfort, I accept my emotionality. I need to be rage or angry and then very happy and then very sad, whatever it comes. But I allow also that that playfulness. Okay, if I'm feeling too heavy, let's go to play when I was younger. What do I like to do? So those are the questions, I would say, as tips, you know. Always do in Ayurvedic, I don't know if you know this, but in Ayurvedic knowledge, they always tell you every single day, do at least one activity that it goes very close to your heart. Cooking, writing, dancing, being naked in your house, sunbathing, whatever, but one activity. And it's like from that cake or from that pizza, I try to have as many of those slices as possible of the things that makes me happy. And I feel that that's why I'm where I am, because I'm not playing dumb with the shadow. I am embracing them, but I have a massive base to hold that shadow. I hold my own space in a way. And I'm being vulnerable. If I cannot take it on my own, I see my psychologist, I see another shaman, and we do healing with you, we did swapping. I ask for help if I cannot do it on my own, you know? Mm. But it takes time. But there's so many tips, you know, that you could say, breathe, breathe in between, try to be as present as possible.
Yeah, I feel it's a society thing as well, because obviously we really train to feel less and be more in the thoughts, you know, and while you try to discover yourself, you're still part of the outside world. So to juggle that is also really, interesting thing. But I really think it's really important to really listen to your own self and what you enjoy, and ultimately things follow, you know. That doesn't mean, tomorrow you're going to say, oh, yeah, now I just quit everything and I just sit on the beach for the rest of my life. Because ultimately, I really feel we need some purpose, you know. You really need to find your own purpose. And that doesn't necessarily mean purpose in society, but purpose for your own self, like where you feel valuable. Or do you feel even valuable at all yourself with anything you do, you know? And that can sometimes be a pretty interesting ride as well, I found. But I also want to say, because you're a yoga teacher, I sometimes really found yoga is also such a beautiful thing to, you know, like stretch and be in the present, and also the breathing. But I feel in Western society, that's also really more taken to an exercise rather than, you know, what it really
philosophy.
More, yeah, is
more about the movement and the pose and whatever instead of what it really is. It's the philosophy, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing as well. And then to add to what you're saying, you know, the for instance, I needed to go to India. For me, it was a calling. When I started doing yoga so many years ago, as I started to ease my back, that was the main goal. And then I noticed how flexible I could be. And it was cool as well. So I was like, okay, I could do it. It was like a trending more or less in that way. But then when I got deeper into it, I noticed that what you're saying, that it's much more, and how big, it's endless. And it's like Ayurvedic. It's the same. It goes hand by hand, you know, like yoga is the more active part of Ayurveda in a way, you know. So when I went to India, and I felt like I was going home, like from my soul, you know, I loved that chaos. Obviously, I didn't love everything about it. It's a strong reality, or see how people live there and whatnot. But what they're trying to teach with that knowledge and that philosophy, and it goes, like you said, so against what we do with it in Western culture, you know. I would say now, though, that every single day it's better. I meet more and more people from Western society that wants to really integrate it, and they're not charging $35 for a class of yoga that should be almost for free. Yoga was a gift from India to the world, you know. It's not a commodity. It's not something, hopefully, that's why, for instance, everything that I do here in Dominican Republic, the most that I do, obviously I need to work for a living, you know, but everything that I try to do, swap, trade, you know, swapping away of whatever service, because that gives you abundance.
Yeah,
we're absolutely not competing, cooperating, you know. It's something so beautiful to, I would say, to go to the very core of this techniques that come our way as well. If you go to the core of yoga, core of Reiki, core of Theta Healing, they are much more than a technique. For us, massage as well, you know. For me, when I started to touch the body for a moment, I feel that I was playing with dough, you know, and I'm not a pastry man, and I could be, don't get me wrong, all to those people, but I wanted to give energy. I didn't feel that resonating. It didn't resonate with me. And that's, again, the voice that you said, that it's each has one color, you know, a unique tone. I'm doing the sports massage. Man, it wasn't for me. I want to do something softer, something ethereal, because that's me, you know, but that takes time, as you said.
I guess, like, yeah, the space as well, creating the space, you know. I feel like as more you actually unravel your layers, you're like, why am I not still living in a cave, sitting at a fire and just be at peace all day? That's like my ultimate goal in a way, you know. And so I think to really just unravel that, and then just being on everyday base, you know, it's just, I sometimes feel like, as I said before, when we have all these hats on, you know, and like, yeah, I have 50 certificates, you know, I can like open my jacket, here you go, my 15 diplomas and whatnot. But ultimately, it's just all not really making you happy, I feel. It's more like in the moment, in the space, are you present? Are you present with the person? Do you enjoy where you're at? And I mean, whether it's making pastry, pizza, cleaning someone's house, like, does it really matter? Like, is this in that moment, are you okay? Because it's like, I was talking with my friend the other day, because it's like, you can feel, you can put all these judgments on things. Like, let's say you clean a house for someone, you feel like, oh, I'm going to be the slave, I'm going to clean this dirty crap from other people, this way, that. You can also see it as like, hey, cool, I can be flexible. I get in Australia a lot of money for an hour of cleaning. I'm going to be by myself. I don't have to deal with other people. It can be a meditative thing I'm doing. And ultimately, it doesn't really matter that I clean. It's just more that it really fits with who I am and how I live. And that is really interesting, because, you know, then it also gives you money and you can also do other things that you like for it, you know. But I also love what you said, that it's the kind of swapping thing, because there is a different value of that compared to bringing money in. Money is also great, love money, don't have a problem yeah. with it, but it's also the connection between people and actually even sharing things, you know, and yeah. also like giving to one person, but then maybe not receiving it from that person, but like receiving something from someone else, and just be, you know, and help each other and give and receive, but also having the abundance of swapping and sharing. It's there's like a different value in it, and as you said, like it's such so much learning involved as well, which is just so valuable. Yeah,
and you know, to add something about with that, what you're saying as well, it's such a beautiful realization, I would say, when you notice how you have it all, and probably you also can relate to that in the customers or clients or users that we could have whenever we're working in different techniques, you know, or different aspects of what we do. Because you are going to have the person that cannot pay for a full-on treatment, let's say Australian standard price range, you know. But then you are going to have people that don't mind to pay whatever. So with that, when I was in Australia, I remember I had a price for Australians born there with good, let's say, stability, you know. I had another price range for immigrants. I had another price range for Chileans because it was my countrymen, you know what I mean? And I play with that. And I always created, and I keep on doing the same. Here in Dominican Republic, I cannot charge exactly the same to a Dominican person to a guy from the States that comes to holidays in Punta Cana in an all-inclusive, you know? It's so different that you also start being more aware and more conscious about the impacts of what you do. I guess that is another realization, you know, because we are energy. I love energy. My source of creative power is the great spirit, energy, you know, cosmos and everything. And once you have that in you, I would say, and at least this is what happened to me, and you have that realization that we are floating in the middle of the space and we're going around the sun, and that we should all be like this, looking up to this wonder instead of like this, as we all are, you know? And that I had, I'm sorry, the mix, but one day I remember that I was asking for questions, and I always do that, you know? I ask for my guidance based on the fact that I told you that I had a lot of experience with death and suicide and whatnot. I ask for help always, you know? And one day I was walking from the CBD of Melbourne to my house to South Melbourne. And I was asking like, man, what to do? What do I need to do? And like focusing on the channel and whatnot. And I honestly, that happened to me. It was like something possessed me in a way. And I was stopped and looked up. And I looked at the sky, and it was a beautiful day in Melbourne, you know? Without the sky tower and whatnot, and the CBD and the tram and the phone and the bikes or whatever, it was like the sky. And it was such a big moment for me, you know, because it wasn't, man, I could be good with this. Like you said, you just need peace, or you just need that. And that was a clear sign, you know, that gave me indication. Then I could work with that. Then I was more present, I worked with the other, and so forth. So it becomes like a domino effect in a way. Mm. If you are willing to go there and to be more, to ask those questions that could be trickier, you know? But taking it easy as well, because we feel that there's a lot, I usually have certain people that come my way that they're like desperate in a way. They don't trust anything else that they have tried. Pills didn't work. Maybe regular therapy didn't work for them. You know, they need something else. And they come like desperate. And it's like, man, let's breathe. Let's relax. You don't need to figure it out today. It's a working process. Yeah. Let's try to follow up with the process. You know? And so forth. You know, we have so many things that we can add. But
Yeah, it's a fast trace as well for people to there's like one thing that is like patience, you know. It's unfortunately, because I think there's so much stimulation around, it's really hard to sometimes tap in, and you need to have a safe space for yourself to, I feel at least, to, you know, calm down and just be. But then it's also, it's not only the space around you, it's just also this whole thing that goes in your head all the time, which we so programmed and educated to constantly need to know things. And and I think that's why people are also used to, okay, I'm just going to take a pill for this symptom and then it's just going to be fine. But the thing is, with your feelings and your hurt and your trauma and your thoughts in your head, it doesn't work that way. At least that's my experience. It sometimes takes years to understand things, and it often also takes people that trigger you in your life to understand situations. That's what I wanted to add. But I want to tell you a little story regarding the sky, because I used to work with a priest when I lived in Germany. And and he always said, like, you know, when you, because when you live, you know, between houses and big houses and skyscrapers, there's you always look pretty much onto something, you know, like your view is always restricted. And that's why it's good to look once a day into the sky, because it's just endless. It's just abundant. And so your view starts to shift as well. And we used to tell this our students that we're working with. And it just reminded me of what you just said, because it's just exactly that, on like really stopping your restricted view and see the abundance in the sky. Yeah.
Exactly. And even that's so curious and interesting, because I remember a long time ago in Chile, I read the newspaper when I used to read it a lot. And there was a study of, because I come from an ocean city, let's say, like it's a port, you know, in Valparaíso in Chile. And they did a comparison of the people that lived in Santiago, which, for people that doesn't know, the capital is a valley surrounded by massive mountains, you know, the Andes, and Valparaíso is ocean. So they did the same study that saying, basically, that people that lived near the ocean likes to have that endless possibility, same as what you look to the sky, you know. Mm-hmm. And people that live in big cities like this and have surrounded by that, they aim to the top. So they, it's like people that lived in New York, they want to get to the last floor, let's say, because they want to be successful. That's the way of going up to the sky in a way.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense. And I feel that that's a good tip for everybody listening, you know, as well, yeah, to find what resonates with you and start from that. Because once you even accept that maybe, for instance, you cannot, you don't resonate with this type of city, or you don't resonate with that, or you are very fast-paced learning person or whatever. But just the realization to tell a person that, man, but you asked for help today. That's new. There's something inside of you that talks about compassion, self-care, love. Those actions, I love to show people that reflection of, but you choose to come here. That means that you're caring about this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it becomes endless. And for me as well, with all the respect that it takes, I love to help other people finding their technique, because it's so different, or more than the technique, sorry, the elements for their ingredient, you know?
Yeah.
And I love analogies. So if you want to use a cooking one, perfect. A mechanical one, perfect. You know what I mean? Like, you could do for everything. And yeah, the fact, and sorry to add something in between, but what, like you were saying, the fact of people sometimes think that they need to study more and study more and study more, and it becomes this endless amount of information. When you tell them that you can relearn and reshape. And yes, we do change. We're constantly changing, and we do evolve. And there's nothing that cannot be changed in that way, except from the past. it's like, because you really change the narrative, you know?
Yeah.
I came from a bubble in which they told me, like, you needed to be strong, you needed to marry a girl. You impossible that you can sing. Impossible that, what are you doing?
Mm.
People today still feel that I'm on holidays.
Yeah.
When I'm... my life like this. It's like they always feel like I'm smoking weed. Sometimes I do, but they're smoking weed, laying down, man, enjoying life and not doing anything. It's like, man, I'm traveling another country. I'm learning another language. I'm getting used to another culture. Fine.
Yeah. You know? I, to be honest, I think it's when I traveled around Australia with a camper van, it's like it's unbelievable when I sometimes look back how restricted I was, you know, because I come from this small town and I was just stuck there in COVID for a year and a half. And I was like, if I'm gonna live here ever again, I just need to just shut everything down and just exist, like because there's every single day is the same things happen. You talk with the same people, the same thing telling you the same thing. It just goes in this tiny town around and around. And ultimately, because they don't have anything to talk about, they're starting judging other people. And I mean, I used to do that too. And it's so annoying because it doesn't really make any sense. You know, there's no ultimate goal in that really, because it doesn't really give you anything. And it's just stupid really. And I feel like when you unravel this, it's like far out. It's like so much we learn, because in fact you can do anything. You don't have to be fearful about anything. It's all in your head of what's going on. And I remember traveling around Australia, or even going on to the Camino de Santiago, you know, on this pilgrimage. Yeah. I didn't even tell anyone. People were calling me and be like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm in Spain walking the pilgrimage," because I did not want. Pretty much I was so dependent on someone else's judgment that someone could have taught me something in an eye blink and I would have just left it all and be like, oh yeah, that's true, it's super dumb, why would I even do that, you know? But like, it had been the best journey of my life. I learned so much and I became more and more myself and just unpacked more and more what I wasn't. And even traveling around with a camper van, you know, I remember like, what do people think? Or coming back to Europe, traveling around 9 months through Europe in a Renault Twingo, which is like the tiniest car on earth. Yeah. I'm like, people surely tell me what I don't want to hear. And then people did. They're like, oh yeah, the car's going to break down already when you're in France, you know, and this and that. And I remember it was all the time about me having an intuition of what I wanted to do, wanting to be adventurous. And having the fear of other people judging me was much bigger than actually what I knew what I was capable of in a way. And now I did it and I'm thinking back and I'm like, what a fucking awesome ride was that, you know? And I'm so glad I did it. But I've also done a few things that I didn't do because of other people and of fear. And it's true, the sentence that you regret them possibly not of having done them, rather have failed them, you know? Which in fact, I mean, what can you ever fail anyway? It's also a personal judgment. But, and yeah, so it's so true what you're also saying. It's like when people judge you and like, you're on a holiday. And it's like, yeah, but what's fucking wrong with being on a holiday? Or even if it feels like a holiday, I mean, is this not the ultimate goal that everyone wants? That you're just going to have, because out of this also, this happiness and this being, you can also give the most because you're also happy where you're at, you know? And that's... I think it's great. So it's awesome what you're doing, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Thank you. And it's super cool what you just said about the Camino, because we just did it. I did it before our transition from Australia to Dominican Republic was precisely that. We went to Spain for 3 months, and we did the North Camino from Bilbao to Santiago. And that, if you think about it, like very mathematical in a way, we walk like 26 kilometers a day for a month. You walk more than what you are supposed to walk like in 5 years, if you think about it. Just random, normal amount of kilometers walking, you know? So you with Earth, and for people that are listening to us, man, Earth is the most beautiful holder of space, man, that you could possibly need. You are you and your soul and your thoughts, you know? Yes, I went with my partner, but then we started walking because you walk faster or slower or whatever. We did it in winter time, so nobody was there. It was the best, you know, us and rain, but it was so cool. But yeah, so the amount of information that I needed to shed, you know, like a skin and to peel off and as well that because I went, it's like, for me, it was, I was going to heaven You know, if I put this analogy, or I was going to my paradise, which was nature and myself and my, me, I sang and I breathed and I shouted, I screamed, I did so many things. I even walked naked for a while. And then when I go back to the towns, you know, and towns that are not maybe as progressive as other places in the world, you know, and they looked at me with the dreads and whatever. And it was like, so like having to have this back and forth with what do I really want to do, you know, being in my paradise, and then coming to this judgment of society because it's not ready for our type of living or whatever.
Yeah.
But it forced me to live also that and to understand how to cope with that, you know, like actually doing the practical work with it, you know. And obviously as well, age and maturity. I'm 37. It's like different from me if I was 20 years old, you know. Yeah. And it comes. So for people listening, you know, it's amazing. Man, give yourself the time because it will come also that maturity if you think, you know, because you want to. I feel that intention of, so important, the intention, as we know, you know. I always say to people, man, we're all magicians and all wizards and all sorcerers or whatever. We create reality with our words. So become the most perfect person in that. How are you using your words? And do your magic, man.
Yeah.
Do a spell. Practice your own Reiki. We're all doing Reiki every single day. We don't even notice. We have a headache. Oh, Reiki. I have a problem in my back. And you put the hands, you're doing Reiki. With the intention, immediately you shift a reality. And the beauty is that you then, and that's something that I thank you for allowing me to discover it while we're in the flow, because that's something that I'm proud of, you know, that all the things that I help other people to learn or to whatever, I give them to them. It's not that they have to come to me, maybe a massage, because I cannot give my hands to them, but the meditation techniques, yoga knowledge, the oracle cards, buy a card, go and buy a crystal, and I can teach you about that. You can take that knowledge with you. The same way that we travelers take the knowledge and take it wherever we want to go, you know?
Yeah.
And that's priceless, I would say, because then you're not the teacher, the student, you're human that knows a skill, and you also know a skill. Let's swap it. Let's do an exchange. Or to you teach me how to do a soap, I teach you how to do a massage, or you teach me how to build a farm, or like, you know, it's beautiful. I love it. I fell in love with this kind of things, you know.
It's also really, like sharing, and I really felt like the Camino was that, like, you learned so much informal, you know, because you don't want to carry a lot of things. So ultimately you share your food. There's so much things happening there. And yeah, as you said, it's like the nature, the connection, and sharing, as we said before, like sharing your knowledge. And I guess this is also an interesting thing because people are always searching, you know. I feel so many people are searching, and that's what I wanted to say before, is like, I just also love your honesty, you know, because I feel it's really what the world needs, that there is a space created for giving, but also for honesty, and for people that can also be themselves, you know, that they can actually say how they feel or what they've been through, or even say, like, you know, like, I felt suicidal. And it's not like, oh, wow, this is like too much. You know, I sometimes feel like we live in a society where anything that just scratches the surface, where it gets a bit uncomfortable, it's just all too much for everyone. And you wonder, is this because everyone is so stressed out that they can't even take someone else's thing on to, you know, like, really go through a yard with someone else and just be there and just share. And that's what where my journey also was, that I often, I came across all these teachers that also were more wise than me, and I always wanted to suck their brain, you know. But sometimes there were also people where I'm like, I know you don't tell me what you think right now. You should tell me right now in my face that this is like, you know, this is not helping you, Lena, or this is not good, or you know, I see that you're standing in your own way, or whatever it was. And I sometimes felt like people would not say that because they didn't want to have a confrontation, or maybe they felt I was also not ready, but I was also searching for the truth on like, well, just tell me, you know, just tell me things, tell me tools, tell me like how I can make things better. And I feel like this is also why I do these interviews, because it's ultimately I feel completely full, but I also feel completely empty at the same time. And I feel fulfilled. And it's just, this is the only thing where I feel like it's good to actually share other people's journeys and knowledge to really what you said on becoming your own best version and whatever techniques are there that help you doing it. Because sometimes one technique doesn't help everyone. But really be a human and having the space on, you know, let people be, like, just accept other people and be themselves. I think that's just the world needs it so big.
Thank you, my love. And you know what? You're so right, because it shows as well the possibility. That for me is something that I, as you know, I also do a similar thing to let's say holding space for other people also to share their story and whatever they want to do or what they're doing, how did they do it?
Yeah.
And you then find that if for instance you have a client or you're working with somebody else, in my case that usually happens, or when I'm reading a book, for instance, you know, and I'm reading some self-help or whatever, like, oh, that's my mom, oh, that's Lina, oh, that's Fernando, oh, you know, it's like, oh, and you see those persons and you see that could help other people, and because there's a possibility. And that's all that we need, if you think about it. You know, when people are, some people, of course, due to their own circumstance, you know, we can all be victims of our circumstance. We all are, in a way. But just to show another human being that there's more than your reality, that's what's been presented in a fucking box, you know, like, there you go, this is the reality, this is the worst that you have to see, and this is the, you know what I mean? I love that fact, because then, one of the other good tips for that and to keep me sane, of course, turn off the TV, act locally, see what are you living in that reality. Don't worry about the person in China living a reality that you're not living, because then you're living someone else's reality. Don't worry about what Meryl Streep is doing unless you want to see a movie of hers, you know what I mean? But focus on you, focus on your story, not being selfish. Re-editing that concept of, as well, you know, focus on what resonates with you in that way. And if you need love, compassion, empathy, whatever, find it in the next door. Don't find it in the little most remote town of the United States, man, that it's killing people, or, you know, because you're not going to find it. And we're 8 billion motherfuckers going around and counting, you know what I mean? So that's why I love animals so much, because I go, well, we are animals, but I go to them like you're with that beautiful cat now, because that's the true unconditional love. They teach us that. They show us that, yeah, cats are, they choose you, you know, whenever they want it, you know, but nevertheless, they are amazing, because they just feel, sense, connect, the connection that we and I are making. And it's beautiful. It's a mirror. We are brothers and sisters, possibly. We go deeper into our realities, man. I love it. I love this kind of things. You know, I love the connection.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of the connection, of the abundance that we have.
Yeah, it is amazing. Yeah, animals are incredible. Like, really any, even insects. It's like, once you tune into things, it's just incredible. Like, yeah, I went to walk last week. I met three different owners with three different greyhounds, and three times the dog came to me and they like, this dog never gets pets from any humans and they must like you a lot. And you're like, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I do get this a lot, but I feel like it's with kids and animals I have this, and I feel it's just it's possibly kind of, yeah, the purity, the non-judgment, and the approach as well, you know, on not forcing something on, just be like, hey, do you want to come? Do you want to talk to me? Do you want to have a pet? Oh no, okay, that's also fine, you know, on like offering it but letting it go. That's also, I feel, the ultimate goal in life is letting go and accepting situations and people and move on and not dwell in things over and over.
And something else I would say, if you can add always to vibrate in the way that you would like, and it goes again with the way we were saying before, you know, what would you like to give yourself? I always do this meditation of putting yourself to breathe, you know, like the basic grounding meditation that I do for people, like putting yourself to breathe, like reassess everything, like balance your chakras, whatever, or simple breathing pattern, you know, but then try to look at you and try to give you whatever you think that you might need today for the day. For instance, I need love, I need compassion, I need patience, I have a big meeting, I need some more patience. Give that to yourself. Like, start from that. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, half a minute of a day at the beginning, you know, just to give you that. Because, for instance, and this I don't know if we're good in time, you tell me, but I remember that when I became a vegan, I was being vegetarian for, I have always loved animals, you know, because my family has horses, and anyway, we never eat them, never eat the animals that we have on our field. My dad had cows, we didn't eat them. He ate other cows, but not the ones that we had, you know what I mean? But anyway, after 4 years of being vegetarian, I became vegan, and I'm 6 years, 7 years into veganism anyway. But I remember that at the beginning, I got fucking angry. I got super angry. And I started to work as an activist in Melbourne with the screens, you know, for the anonymous, for the voiceless and all. And I couldn't take it because I was so, I have seen the footage. I don't need to see the footage every single day, because it's like watching the news. Bad, 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 bad. You start to hate people. You start to, like what you were saying about judging people, you know, if you see every day presented the worst of what a human being is doing, you're going to hate that human being. You're going to generate resentment and more judgment, and very superficial judgment, by the way, because you don't know a fucking idea of the person's life. Mm-hmm. And then I did it one time and then I had a massive psychomagical, let's say, exercise that or gift that I received. A friend of mine from Danny from England, he did this app called the Gaian View. It was called the Vegan View. And he gave this page to me and said, man, you can do whatever you want in this page, but the only thing that you need to do is upload 100% positive news of what humanity is doing. Perfect. So it gave me focus. It gave me, I can see then that there's so many beautiful people doing stuff, even though there are motherfuckers around. I know, I cannot deny it, but I'm going to focus on this. That's my choice. Same as with thoughts. I also have always that self or inner saboteur that's telling me, man, that's not good enough. Your class didn't move enough. You did it better or whatever. But I choose not to listen to that voice. I listen to the other voice, you know? And that's a practice, building a muscle. Same thing. So everybody that tells me, I cannot meditate. But do you go to the gym? Yeah. And what do? I practice every day. The same. You put it into a more layman's term kind of thing. And that we all can do it. We're all powerful. That's why I have a couple of problems sometimes with healers, you know? I am a healer, yes, for me. And I could be assisting of a healing, but I don't heal nobody. I share information for you to heal in yourself, you know? I'm not the magician. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's beautiful. It's a process. It's a fall in love with the process kind of way.
Yeah.
And finding your own voice, as we were saying before.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you want to do a little meditation?
If you want, it would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Want me to guide it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. How much? How long? Sorry.
I don't know. 10 minutes or something.
Beautiful.
What do you want to do? Yeah. Okay. All right.
So let's close our eyes. Everybody, if it's listening or whoever might be tuning in to this video afterwards or in any moment, just try to sit down comfortably. You can even lay down if that's fine with you. And just start breathing deeply through your nose, inhale through the nose, feeling that air, that oxygen, that prana, life force to fill us in. And let's keep on breathing deeply, at least for 5 more breaths, giving the direction of how we want to breathe, how we want to do this exchange of energy, of life. You can exhale through the mouth, or you can exhale through your nose, See however fits you. Be very mindful of that exchange of cool, cool air, and then that warm carbon dioxide that is leaving your body, like when you open a window, kind of way. Also be mindful of that gap in between of the inhalation and the exhalation. There's a little gap there. That's when we really are here, conscious about our existence. And now I'm going to ask you guys to just allow your body to take over, to take the control of that breathing pattern, that frequency of inhale and exhale. And I'm going to ask you all to take the awareness to the tip of your head, the tip of the crown. And I'm going to ask you all, and myself included, of course, to visualize a beautiful light of any color that comes your way. You might feel that color, you might see that color, you might even smell it. And feel how that color is starting to go through all your cells in the body, starting from the head, from the mask of your face to your eyes, your forehead, your ears, your nose, your cheeks, your mandible, your jaw, your teeth. Feel how that energy is giving you love, clarity, healing energies in whatever way you see fit. Keep on going through your neck. You can even swallow to neutralize again that part of our bodies. Take your awareness to your shoulders. Start going down through your arms, feeling every tissue, every muscle, every bone with that light. Your own beautiful healing power. Your elbows going through your forearms, wrists, hands, the fingers, even your nails. Now let's go all the way back again to our chest and upper back. While we keep on breathing, we start descending through our spine, our thorax, our ribcage, and we feel that expansion and contraction while we breathe. Life is happening inside of you. Try to feel that life. Be in awe of that life. Keep on going down to your abdomen, your lower back. If there is some tension in your body, send that oxygen and life there. Keep on going down to your hips, our reproductive area, our groin, our glutes. Try to feel gravity. How are you sitting down or how are you laying down? Feel your body, feel your muscles while you breathe. Keep on going down to your legs, your knees, your calves and shin bones, your feet, soles of your feet, toes, and the nails. And we're going to get and take our awareness all the way to the soles of our feet. And we're going to go deep, 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 deep down to the core of Mother Earth. We're going to go down through the layers of dirt underneath our feet, wherever we are in the world. Keep on going down and down, dig deeper. So different layers of soil and ground until we go to the core or heart of Mother Earth, of this planet that's our home. And visualize this core as a massive, beautiful ball of energy that's there, keeping this organism alive. And we're going to fuse our energy, that light that you created from within, with the core of Mother Earth. And with that combination, that fusion, we're going to go all the way up again through our bodies, and we're going to place that ball of energy, that sphere, in front of our heart space. And I'm going to ask you all to put that sphere and surround you with that energy. Not only your physical body, but your mind, your mental, your emotions, your soul. And not only your present, but also your past and your future self. Expand that energy as much as you need or as much as you want. The choice is yours. And individually, give yourself whatever it is that you might think that you need or want now. Peaceful energy, serenity, clarity, drive, determination, empowerment, love, unconditional love, compassion, whatever it is that you are living. And we are going to integrate that energy in our heart space. Try to see and visualize how your heart space is getting filled with that. And we become thankful and grateful, not only for what we're doing today, but because you created that energy. That's you giving yourself love. That's you giving you whatever you need. Not needing anybody else. We all have it in us. And now I'm going to ask you finally to nurture this energy and connect with an intention. Something that you would want for you, for somebody that you love, for somebody maybe that you don't see eye to eye with, for the world, whatever comes your way. Connect that intention. See it, try to observe it. And we're going to seal that intention with our breath. So we're going to have a big breath in. Hold your breath. Hold it. Hold it. Open mouth, let it all out. Do it again. Big breath in. Hold your breath for a little bit longer now. Everything that we no longer need, open mouth, let it out. One last time, big breath in. Hold it. Open, exhale. And now with ease, take your right hand, place it upon your heart. Take your left hand and grab yourself in your abdomen. Hug yourself. Give yourself some love. And I give you as well, send you from my way, all that love that you need, gratitude for what you're doing, for the service that you're providing, for your unique light, from your unique color and vibration, as we all are. And let's rejoice in that for a moment. We're not alone. We're always connected. And slowly start blinking your eyes open whenever you're ready. And come back. Hello.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Well, is there anything you want to share that I haven't asked you?
I just would want to send a visualization in a way that I have for the world, for humanity, for what we're living as sentient beings. I truly believe that after this, and this is astrologically as well, after everything that we have been living, a lot of veils have been lifting out of our eyes, especially the ones that we are working with ourselves in general. Allow those veils to settle down as well. Everything that we are living every single day, everything that we're discovering every step of the way, allow that to simmer down. We don't need to be a robot and process everything quickly and then come back with an answer and I decipher it. No, allow it to come in. Like when we do digestion, it has to go. We have to be chilled for a while. Accept that. If it's an emotion, accept that emotion. Allow it to sit over. Then try to do something about it. And my that visualization that I have is that we are going to have a moment of peace again. It needs to start from within, and we will be able to do it. And I have complete faith in the new sense of humanity that's coming. What we're trying to do, this type of connections, is beautiful. The amount of energy that we created today, it's endless, man. We're all connected to Earth. Let's use us in this way. I think that that would sum it up. I love you, my love. I'm very grateful for the opportunity that you gave me in doing this. I hope that you know for sure that we're going to do it the other way around. And it's my honor to be here with you, to meet you. I'm super happy, super content.
Me too. I love you so much as well. Well, I mean, there's like a last question, but maybe you answered it already, because I'm always asking everyone, if you have a really like a message from your heart to the world, you know, what would it be? I think the whole interview is a message from the heart, but maybe you have just one essence that's, yeah.
That's you true. Do you. You yeah. Do you. Try to look at you in the most compassionate way. If you heal, I heal. If I heal, you heal. If you cannot heal at the time, maybe try to help somebody else. If you have that opportunity, resonate with that vibration that is inside of us, everybody. We as humans, this is known, we have our essence in compassion. If we have a massive earthquake or a calamity, the first emotion that comes is helping other people. Mm. It's not rage, it's helping. That's essence. So let's connect with our essence. And you will find that kid, you will find that child and that deserve love. We all want to be loved. So you do you. And if I heal, you heal. If you heal, I heal. But I think that that would be my last message for today. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Yeah, so much love to you. I love you so much. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you so much.